We are in Daf Ein Vav Amud Beis. Tani Tane Kame Derav. Someone said over Meir Nu Bereises, said over Bereisen from the Rav. This din Holchu chamorim lemotzu tfuah by alim umotzu soder, shehilache noisim lem schorim mishulam. He pays them schorim mishulam. We had a machlokes we mentioned yesterday, Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi, Pashat learns, like the Rashi and Ramban, that there is a by Schir Yoyim al Koponim, by going to the Moloche, Mimansi himself and the Mokim al Moloche, that's Ascholos, Aschiris, and he owes him the Schiris of that day, even though it's a Motzah Soda Lacha. Given she's chilubi b'mlachtom niskayim b'neim haschiris nishtabdu lehem balabais. So he owes them already. They came there. They were mamsi themselves on the mokim amaloche. So he owes them. That's what it said. And Taisus learns pshat that it's speaking about by going there. They cannot now find a job anymore. So because of telling them to go there, so it's a garmid sheves. It was mavatal oisem mimlachta moisei ayoim. So he has to pay them out sheves. So he told him over this bereise. Naisin lahem schorom mishulam. He gives them the schar which they had agreed upon. Amalei, so Rav told this tanim, Chavivi Omar, Rabchiyo said, Ilu ano havoi lo yehava yehivnulu ela kapoyel botul. Rabchiyo said, such a situation, if it would occur by me, I wouldn't pay them the full schiris. I'd only pay them kipoil botel. Va'ad amret noisom lem schorem mishulam. You say you pay them the full schiris. V'nishvid is a cheshben. They're not working the whole day. So v'nishvid by... They're also getting a revach. They're getting a revach by not having to work, so you don't pay them the whole schiris. If they would have worked there, I mean, there would have been a ticha on them. Now they're a poil bottle. So, that's what Rav Chiya said. You say give them the whole schiris? So the Gemara is Va'alok Toni, and this Bereise Gufa that we had before, it says, Ein Eidoyme Ha'bo Torum La'bo Reikom Ois Malocha Le'yeshev Botol. The Bereise Gufa says that he doesn't pay them the full, it says, Noislam Schorem Mishulam Aval Ein Eidoyme. That means you take into consideration the money he owes them, because they came to the Mokim HaMelochim, but Le'idach Gise, since they have a revach by not having to work, so you pay them a kapel bottle, so what is the kasha of Rav? The Bereise Gufa says this tonight. So the Gemara says, Lo'i Samua Kame. They didn't tell him the whole Bereise. Zot Rashi, Tony Tane Bahid Leel, he told over this Bereis, Holchu Chamorim Vulei Motsu. Chavivi Yomar Doidi Rabchie, Yano havois abchiya said, Yani asoicha, if I would have been the soicha, l'haba yehibnil, I wouldn't give him schorim meshulam. So the Gemara asks, what is the criticism of Rav, v'alok toni nami, the chepayil botol, who they shall close? Leisaimu kamei, leisaimu soicha baraisa lefono. I just had a shtikol ha'orev, that we haven't really the horror before. Also, we mentioned that according to Taisves, the chiev tashlumim is not al tzakinyan and al tzcholos maloche, but the chiev tashlumim is al kamid sheves, the chayev al sheves. So I was always under the impression, Shabbos, you give him how much money he could have made if he was working. Now he's lying in bed, or whatever work he could have done, that's the tashlumim of Shabbos. But here in our Gemara it says that you pay kepoil bottle. And according to Taisus, the Chiv is al Shevet. So I looked up in Simon Tov Chav Sif Yudzayim, where it says there the din of Tashlum and Shevet. And the Machabel says that you'll give like a pale bottle. Take give like a pale bottle. And the Goyin says, I am Bob Metzia, I am Bob Metbeis. So Lachai means al Taisus. According to Taisus, it's Muchach. If you say that about Tashlum Shabbos, you also give Kepoil bottle. That's one lashon. Now, Ike Damri, Saimu Kamei. No, they told them the whole Baraisa, that if Holchu Payalim, they found the Soda Lache, so Naislam Schori Meshulam, And then, but you give like a pale bottle. They told him the whole baraisa. And he told them, Behochi koma chavivi. And he told them, Rav told them, that Rav Chiya said, Yavoi ano, Yahavi yehibna leiklal. Bat amrit ka pale bottle. Abchi said I wouldn't pay them anything. They don't get anything. And you say, you get paid like a pale bottle. Frag the Gemara, Ella Kashe Ach. So the Gemara says it's well. I mean, Abchi says that you don't pay anything. The Braise says, Klo, you pay. You pay other Alts Haskola Sakinyin. Or Alts. Well, it's Kami, but you pay. And here you say you don't pay. Abchiya says you don't pay. So the Gemara says, Loikash. Ho de saire laare miuta. Ho de loisaire laare miuta. That means it depends. This din, here we're talking about a din, that he hired Poyalim to work on the field, and they came the next day, and they saw the soda was lacha. That means the soda would be unable for them to do the work what he wanted them to do, because the soda was lacha. So in the Barais it says, mechuyif to pay them. They came. Abchiya says, you don't pay them anything. So the Gemara says, it depends. If the night before, that means they're supposed to work on Tuesday, Monday night, he told them where they're supposed to work. He was meilech them, he showed them, go and see the field. You should know Tuesday, you should go to this field. So then the din is, before we see the reason, but if they saw the karka Monday night, so then Tuesday he doesn't have to give them anything. That's Hoda loisaira la'are meyurte. But if he didn't show them the karke Monday night, they didn't see the karke Monday night, then you have to give them kepoyel book. And let's just go a little further. Ki hoda omar rove. And now the Gemara brings a member of rove. Hai man da ogar agiri l'rifke. A person hired workers to dig ditches. Va'ose mitre umal yamaye. And it rained. And the karke, you're unable to do this melacha of rifke in this karke. So Rava said as follows, Isaire li'are me'urta. If they were shown the karka the night before, Pseido de poyale. So then you don't have to pay them. And that's what the Gemara says now, without understanding Biyurim. Lo'isaire la'are me'urta. But if they He didn't show them the karka the night before. Pseidah the balabayis, v'yoivlu kepoyel bot. So now we have to understand what this Indian is of Sairei Ara Meyote. Let us see Rashi. Lehavi Yehivne Klal. So Rashi says, the mazlayu goram. It's their mazel. And just to give a little preview, what does this mean? The mazlayu goram. So Rashi is talking about, later we'll see, we're talking about two types of cases. There's one case that there was no pshia whatsoever Sai Mitzad, the Seicher, the one who hired them, and Sai Mitzad, the Poyalim. That means like this, let us say, he made up with them that they should go and work in this field. And Batsam, the field was Roy to work. The next day they went out to work. Let us say it rained the next day. As soon as they came there, they find that the field is not roi for Rivke, for this work. So now it's like this. There was no pshia in this case. Let's say it rained later. There's no pshia in this case mitzad the balabos. I mean, they went there and it rained. Fine. So now there's a svore. So, but now they came there, there's no work. So here, there's a svara to say, so you went, and now the field, it's a pechina of nistach v'sadeyu. You were offered the job, be'etzem the field was, I told you to come there, there was a job ready for you. And then it rained, and there's no job. So that's not the fault of the balabos. It's not your fault either. But I'm not mechuyev to pay you, I can say, maslayu gorem. And Kozma can say, it was your mazel or not your mazel, I don't have to pay you, because hametz mechaber olavaraya. That means, since it could be, there was no pshia mitzad, the seicher, the one who hired them, and they come there and they see that it's not roi lemeloche. So I say, maslayu gorem, it's not my, I'm not mechutif to pay you, it wasn't my pshia. So, we had two reasons why a poyel has to, why a soicher has to pay the poyel. When they come there and it's not right to work. One time is al karmi, taisvis. So the other Sashacha says, Kami is Zicha, if it was his Avli, he did an Avlich, maybe he sent them there. Theoretically, the field was right to work on, and then it rained. So finished. So I'm thinking not a mazik. I wasn't mazikim. There was no pshia mitzidi. And this other cheshben that we say that is a chiyuv schiris, that I hired you to work as soon as you came there to work, and there's no work, I'm a chiyuv to pay you. That is, if mitzad pshiyas ha-soicher, there's no work. But mitzad pshiyas ha-soicher, it's not his fault. She's also not mechuyif to pay. So, mazlayu gorem, that means, it's not your, it's not your pshiyas. But leave the kisa, if I'm not a pshiyas, so you can say mazlayu gorem, and I'm put it to pay. That's one mahalach Rashi says, and we'll see Rashi. Now Rashi says another mahalach. We'll see why we have to. Vinu nami havelu lasukia daite. Now Rashi says another mahalach. They should have alone figured out. Shema yimtzu sodalachet. Maybe it's a sodalachet, and we'll see why they should have thought of it. So Rashi is saying two mahalchim over here. There's one mahalach when everyone was on onus, so then I say, good, so it's mazlayu gorem, so it's your mazlos, I'm not mechuyiv to pay you. Then there's another case when perhaps the balabos also knew, but they also should have known, so who told you to go? That means if there's a smor, the havalul asukia dai to shema yimtsu sodalache, so memele. So why did you go? You hired me yesterday. You should have realized maybe the soda's lach. And now we're going to explain when we say what. So the Gemara says as follows. Hod is sairi la'ara ma'uda. When is he potter to pay? When did Rab Chiya say you're potter to pay? V'hoylich ha'poyelim shom. He brought them there. He showed them the field. Tomorrow I want you to go to this field, to be chayrish the field, v'ra'uha, they saw the field, in one of the two, or v'loi hevinu shehilacha, they saw the field, he brought them to the field, they saw the field was then asodalacha, and they looked at the field, and they didn't put two and two together, and they come tomorrow morning, oi, slacha, I mean, you were shown the field last night, okay, I'm not responsible for that. So if they were shown the field that night, and if they would have realized it, you saw the field, they would have realized, so they should realize there's nothing to come tomorrow morning. It's lach already. They didn't put two and two together. That's one case. So in that case, it's poshet, he's potter to pay them. I mean, why did you go on tomorrow morning? You should have seen, it's lacha. Or another case. Sheyodu kshamim balayla. They saw the field. When they saw the field was a dry field, finished. They go now, they know how to go to the field. Tomorrow morning, they go, they have a job. Tomorrow morning. That night it rained. No, so they should have realized if it rained at night, they saw the field as if it would be a parched field after the rain, but they saw the field. So they should have realized that the rain last night is going to make it not workable. Les luhu klal. Now here Rashi says, these two cases are a case that you don't have to pay him because it's a pshi of the poilim. The chazu inu gefayu, they saw it. Vamenas kein nistakru loy, and he hired them for this field. Vloy hayu v'rei loy yechaylim, you can't be rafik this field. Loy hayu lam leilech babaykim, so they shouldn't have gone. In that case, so sayre. He showed them la'are midoute. So the second two mahalchim, if it's their pshia, we understand very well. We'll come back to Mizlayu Goram soon. Loi seichel meulte. But what happens if he didn't show them the field? All of, now, but he knows about the field. It's his field. He knows that it rained last night, or he knows it's a wet field. So all of hoya lose slave ledova ulaidiam intim susada lachale etim lechem klum. Or the best he should tell them it rained last night. It could very well be that there's nothing what to go for. He should have told them that. He didn't tell them that. So then he's mechuyev to pay them. That means they don't know which field they have to go to. They don't know anything. So memela, he's a peisheya. They're not a peisheya. So then he is mechuyev to pay them. Now we bring down a memra of Rove. Seido de payalim. Now Rove said, Agira l'Ravke, v'oso mitre, umal yamai, it rained. Isaire la'are mi'ute pseide de pe'alem. Now, here Rashi says, Shamim sheyodu hefsid pe'alem hu. This is a hefsid for the pa'alim. This is Rove's memory. V'loyoiv lo midi. He doesn't give them anything. The amaluhu mazlaichu gorim. Here Rashi all of a sudden says, anu lam this. Mazlaichu gorim. So what happened over here? And this is speaking about sairoi la'aro. So the Beis Aaron says, Pshat, if we'll be Medayik Rashi, the first case of Rashi was, but Rashi said before, Hodesayr la'aram u'ute, Sheyodu kshomim balaylo. That's what Rashi says. Rashi says, when it rained at night. So means if it rained at night, so they shouldn't have gone in the morning. They saw the field, and they know it rained that night, so they shouldn't have gone. I mean, so tipshi if they went. They should put two and two together. Here it says, Pseidid payalim, kshomim sheyodu hefsid payalim. Here Rashi doesn't say when it rained. So it could be here it rained, and when they went there, they found it rained. That means no one knew about it, that it rained. Or it rained as soon as they came, and they can't work. So here they came. It's no one's fault. It's not their pshia. They didn't know it's going to rain. He didn't know it's going to rain, and it rained. So now there's a nusva, maslaichu golam. You went. It's not my pshia. And it comes and it rains and you don't have a job. So that's Mazlaichu Golem. I don't have to pay you. Loisaira Meute, the same case, he didn't show them the field. Pseided the Balabais. Now, can't show a bit. He didn't show, what do you have to show them the field for? He didn't show them the field. And they came and it rained. And here we say Pseida the Balabais. Why is it Pseida the Balabais? I mean, why don't we say Maslaichu Golem? What happened over here? So Rashi says, the Omri Lei Miyema the Adata the Hu Ara Agreson. I'd like to say the Rosh mentions this for him. He's Marech a little bit. Here we're speaking about Loisaire Meuta. That means he came over to them at night. He told them, I'm hungry, tomorrow you should work on the field. He didn't show them any field. He didn't show them any field. Zokterosh, kivin shaloi herom me'erev be'eze soda yasum aloche. He didn't show them which field they have to work. Yecholim loimel lei. L'rifke stam iskatono. You hired us not for a specific field, because when you hired us, you didn't tell us which field. תנולנו סודה אחרס תחוזי לרבקה. So give us another, that means, this, now you tell me, well, this field you can't wait. You told us this field? Good, we came to this field is wet. You have another field. By the other field it didn't mean, give us the other field. They said, no. I meant this field. I'm sorry. In Saira La'aro, there are two factors there. By Saira La'aro, it could very well be it was their Pshia, because they saw the field. Could be it was his Pshia also. We also know about it. But then we say, so listen, if you saw the field and it's Lacha, you should have realized it's Lacha. Why did you go? The minute it's both of this Pshia, he's Potter to pay. By Saira La'aro, and if it's an Oynes, that means, let's say it rained when they came, so it's no one's Pshia, but then we say, Maslaich Vagorem, so forget good. But that's if Saira La'aro, he showed them, this field, I'm hiring you for this field. So then tomorrow they can't tell him, listen, this field is wet, give us another field. I'm sorry. The upmach was this field. This field is thus, it's not my fault. It wasn't my pshia. I didn't have the faintest idea this is going to happen. So memela, I'm not mechuyif to pay you. By saira lara, loy saira mehuta. So then they can come and taina. Afilu anainis occurred. And it's no one's fault, but they can taina. You hired us to be roifik a field. This field is wet. Give us another field. You have another field. That's this Gemara. Zog the Gemara weiter. For Omar Rovem, Haiman the Oiger Aguri Ledavlo. A person hired workers to irrigate a field. Now the exact translation of Davlo means they took buckets, Mistome, and there was a nohor, and they filled up the buckets from the nohor, and they irrigated the field. Now, so that's their work, that's their job for today. Today they have a job that they're going to irrigate the field. Now they come there, and then the Rabbi Shalom took care of it already. V'osa mitra pseido de payala. So then it's the Pseida the Baalim. What should Pseida the Baalim? We'll say Mazloch Gorim. That means it's Mazloch Gorim. V'osa mitra v'hishka oisa v'eina tzricha ledavla is Mazloch Gorim. Now, before we go further, let us see Taisvis. It's an interesting Taisvis over here. The Agar Aguri ledavla Va'osa mitra pseida de payalim. Zertaisvis. Mashma hoche, da loche kerove. We paskan like rove. The leka man de polik. No one disagrees with this. Vetaima, vetaisvis amur de kekash. The oma be misha ochsei, who the oma lay la arisei. A person had an oris on a field. And an oris is one that takes care of the field and gets a percentage of the crop. The Amalei La'arisei, Kula Almi Doli Tloso, B'shokli River. Everybody, they irrigate the field three times the season. Three times in the season they irrigate the field. And everyone, for this service, B'shokli River, they take a quarter of the crop. That is the going rate. That's the responsibility of an oris. You irrigate it three times in the season, and you get a fourth of the crop. I want to make a deal with you. Va'at doli arbo, I want you to irrigate the field four times. Ushkel tilse, and you'll take a third of the crop. So that means I want better service, and for the better service, you'll get a better pay, you'll get a third of the crop. Fine. L'sayif osi mitre. What happened? It rained. He didn't irrigate it four times. The fourth time he didn't irrigate it. It rained. Now, how much does he get? In the schiras, how much does, in the arises, how much does he get? Omar Rav Yosef, listen, the upmach was, I'm telling you, you irrigated four times, you'll get a third. You didn't irrigate it four times, so you'll get what every other oris gets. Rabba Omar, holo yitzrech, he didn't irrigate it. He didn't need to, it rained. Umaforish time the rabbi, Mishim the Mishimaim Rhimelaich main the Rahmanas in the Mizoch Malachtinasai de Khair. Umucha Khosam Daloche Kirab. We paskin like Rab. So for a taisvi, so it's very modern. There in Gittin, the rabbi says that this person was supposed to, for irrigating it a fourth time, he was supposed to get a third. Lamaisi didn't irrigate it a fourth time, and he still gets a third. And then the rabbi says, as a dohaven beer, mishemai rechim olay, he'd rachmanas on him. So mamela, so that's why. And here we say, the workers come to the field, and it started raining, and we don't need the doli davle, so say did the pa'alim. What do you mean, say to the Palim, you pay me. I came here, you pay me. That's the Yisviskash. V'yesh loyma. The davke ba'oris she yorid lekarke ba'arises. He's yorid bekarke ba'arises. Noisen lay ha'sholich. He gives him a third. Afilu osi mitre. Afilu it rained. Misofik dishemo loy osi. Cause maybe it won't rain. That means like this. An oris does not get paid for his work. An oris gets paid for results. I mean, that's an oris. The more successful your results will be, the I'll give you more. So forget if it's irrigated four times a season, so I'll give you more. But that his payment, sheyered lekarke ba'arises, the payment is, he has a responsibility. He went on this field with a responsibility to make sure there should be a bumper crop. And for this responsibility, he's going to give him a bigger percentage of the crop. That means, why is he getting more? Because he was mekabel himself. If it won't rain, I'm going to ensure there'll be a bumper crop. That for that insurance, for that is chayvis. For that commitment that I'm going to make sure there's going to be a bumper, that's what you're giving me more. That's what I'm getting paid for. K'may shar arisi. So Taisa says, all other arisi, the shokli ribe, they have a quarter. They only irrigated three times a season. What'll be if they didn't irrigate it at all? It rained. They didn't irrigate it at all. So they won't get anything. That means just like every other oris, the commitment of the oris is I'm going to make sure I'm responsible that things should grow good. Now, my responsibility requires me that if it doesn't rain, I should irrigate it. How many times? Three times. That's the minimum irrigation that is needed. If it rained, so, I mean, I didn't shirk my responsibility. Mishmai rechim yolei. Here, they're not being paid for the crop, for the result. That's not what they're hired for. They're being paid for the work they're doing. That's why I'm hiring you. אפילו התחילו במלוכס, אפילו they started working, אין להם ליטל, אלא לפי מה שעשו. כיוון לא נוכסי לאחל יש בחזקס הריסן, that means if their responsibility would be for the result, that means they have to guarantee that there'll be a bumper crop, so finished, so then this is only a hechetimtze if it needs irrigation, I'll irrigate it. But that's not that is not what they were hired for. They were hired for the pool of irrigating. That's what they're hired for. So here, if something occurs that I don't need their work, so here I say that it's the payalim. That's if it rained. Now let's go back to Rabbi's memory. Also, Nara, what happens? Also, Nara, Pseido de Balabayis, Vyovlu Kepoil Bot. Now, what is this? So Rashi says, Oso Nara, Godol Hanar, Ho'olo benichnas becharitzim asuyim besode, mehen ishoise, ein etzricho ledavle, it didn't rain, the Nar grew, and he had a canal system there in the field. So now that the Nar overflowed, so you don't need davlo, pseide de balabites. Now, the poilim, Einam yoidim b'minik sadeyu. Sheyehei anar oilo lashkoise. They don't know, they're not aware that there's a canal system there. And when the level of the river rises, automatically the field gets irrigated. They didn't know this. They didn't have the faintest idea what this field is all about. Ahu hoyo yodeya, he knew. So in this case, he's a pesheles. Why didn't you tell them? You knew. So here it's talking about, he knew, Mistama, that the Nar, when, he knew already the Nar elevated. He knew that his field is taken care of. They didn't know. So then, he was mechuyev to tell them. He didn't tell them. So it's pesheles about the Bailam. And so they were supposed to irrigate the field from the Nar. And in the middle of the day, the Nar dried up. And let's just see the next to the last Eisvist. Uposak naro bepalge de yoime. Hoche noket palge de yoime. Mishum de palge de yoime ovid de posik tvei. Aidei shedoyle mimeno lahashke sasodis. That means this Nar was the source of irrigating all the fields. And so everyone is irrigating the fields. So in the middle of the day already, there's no more source of water to irrigate the fields. Now, Uposak Nara Bepalge de Yoim. He says, Eloi Ovid the Posik, if this is a rarity, that means that normally the Nar usually has enough water for all the fields. Now all of a sudden, in the middle of the day, somehow the Nar dried up. It's pseided the payalim. So again, so it's an oynes. So it's not his fault. It's not their pshia. But then we say, maslayu, the payalim gomo. So then he's potter to pay them. That means an oynes happened. And so therefore he's not mechuyev to pay them. We say it's their mazel. And he's potter to pay. Ovid the posik. What if the shteger is that this now normally dries up in the middle of the day. That's everyone's being doyle from this now, and usually in the middle of the day you're stuck without water. It says, Ibnei Mosa, if he lives in this city, so he knows how this nar is, that the nar normally dries up. It's said to the Payalim, so then they should go, and so why are you going? You know, it might dry up, so speak out with him. Now listen, you're hiring me for a day's work, and it's shriach that the nar should dry up. They should have spoken out. They didn't speak out, so say did the Pa'alim. Lav v'nei Mosa, but what if they are not from the city, so they haven't the faintest idea that this nar is not sufficient to take care of the fields, but he did know. So then it's say did the Ba'alim. Say did the Balabais. Zitrashi, posik nara shemimenu mashkin. So then it's pseide the balabais. Ba'omarabe, hai man, ba'omarabe, hai man da agir aguri labidetib. A person hired workers. Now these are workers to work for him for a day. Visholim avidite bepalge de yoime. And the middle of the day, they're finished already. That means they were hired to work for him. The work he gave them is, they finished in the middle of the day. So what happens now? So the din is like this. If he has work that's easier, now the goin is moichik yoivlohu, inami dechavose, or he has work that is similar to the work that they were doing, mafkid lohu, so he gives them that. That means they were hired for a day's work. After the work he gave them, so after half a day, they're finished already. So they can't say, well, we're fast and thus, pay us for a day's work. No. I hired you for a day's work. And if it's in the middle of the day, and so you still owe me work. So if he can give them other work, that is either easier than this work or equivalent to this work, he gives them that and they do it. But what is if the koshimine? What if he doesn't have more? The only work he has is a more difficult work, and that he didn't hire them. Then he pays them. That means you hired me for a day, you're not giving me work for the rest of the day, so you pay me for a day's work. Why does he pay them for a day's work? Good. I hire them for a day. He doesn't have what to occupy them the whole day. So good. So he has to pay them. He hired them for the day. So let it be like a poil bottle. Ki kama rove ba'achlushi de mechuzah. Rove is speaking about achlushi de mechuzah, the lay of the choshi. Achlushi de mechuzah, let's see what Rashi says. So Rashi, achlushi de mechuzah, the mechuzah shu irei shal rove. This was the city of rove. Ve'yibnei odom, regilim losis masois tomit. That was their job. They used to carry masois. You had physical labor. That means they needed the work. That's what that occupied them, and that's why they were in shape, and thus they worked all day. And now they in the middle of the day, it's a gehenna for them. They don't know what to do. So then you pay them the full time. It's a meiridike ראש ענה גמורה, פוסק רבינו יויל, צייף סימן גמור, ראש ענה גמור, אמר לי כראש, פוסק רבינו יויל, מי שסוחר מלמד לבנוי, זומן הייר המלמד, תתיצ'י סון, וכל התלמד, and now the son became sick, he hired him, son became sick. Eloi shchiach decholo. If it's not shchiach, he's not someone that usually gets sick. He's a healthy boy. All of a sudden he got sick. Pseide de melamed. So then it's pseide de melamed. That's an oinus. Aslai de melamed dorim. That means if there's an oinus, we attribute it to the melamed. And I'm going to pay you. Vi shchiach decholo. What is this boy? He's such a boy. Every month he can do this. He gets a cold. He gets a strep. This is it's a shriach b'chol. Is as I. He shriach b'lamed b'mosom. So if the melamed lives, if the melamed lives in this city, so he knows about his son. His son is sick every month he can do this. Umaker inyan ha-talmid. So. So you took a job, and then he gets sick. So you know he gets sick, so you should have spoken out in the beginning with the Bailam. Listen, you're giving me a job. I know your son gets sick every month in Donishtik, and now what's going to be? So let him speak out. He didn't speak out. That's Apshia, the beloved. V'iloi shriach. He just came, he doesn't know anything about him, he got the job, he's coming from a different city, and he didn't know that his son gets sick. So the Bala Bo should have told him, listen, I'm hiring you, but you should know there's a lot of days that you don't work. He didn't tell him that. Say to the Bala Bais, V'yoyiv le'schore mishulam. So that means like this. So this boy gets every Monday and Thursday, he's sick. He pays him, schorim mishulam, he pays him for the whole week, a day, whatever he's supposed to pay him for a day, he pays him Monday and Thursday also. Pays him, so let him pay him a sapoil bottle. Good. I didn't tell you, so let him pay a sapoil bottle. Amir deke, Rabbeinu Yoyel, Nagos Oshri, Nekubo Cherifte. Zukta dechol loimei teire, every person who's teaching Torah, Domi luch lusei demechuse, Shaba batole geirem lehem shikre vekoive devor. That means if he has a job each day, he's learning with the Talmud. He's learning it good each day, so. Now you're telling him Monday, you're not learning. Thursday, you're not learning. This is a Gehenna for the Rebbe. So Mamela, so Shikishal b'teile, you're having a good time now? What kind of good time am I having? Because he's sick now, I'm going to forget my learning. I don't have a Talmud today. And Koyva Devorim, so Mamela, you pay me. See, not for Ruchnius I have a problem, but in Gashmis, you pay me for each day. Azoi zok the Rabbeinu Yoel. Fregt a goes hoshri, a zustal zog lusi de mechuse, efsheloi lume batzma, listen, today the Talmud is sick, so you take out a gemara and learn yourself. I mean, so it's a mirror de kepulpul acharifte, it's a kepulpul acharifte, de einei doime le loime dem Talmud, she tzorech omol v'yegiye rabbe, you have to prepare a shir. You have to teach the Talmud. This, I'm occupied the whole day to say a shir for this Talmud. And now, now there's no Talmud, no shir. Now, I don't have the pressure of a shir. Is goyrim loikoyve devorim. So my mele fakert, so now I shall find. But I don't have the pressure of a shir. So my mele, it's, some mele ye pay schorei mishulam. Azoi shteitin. Rabbeinu Yoel, amir de ke. Amir de ke Rabbeinu Yoel. זוקט גמורה ווייטר. אמר מה, שומן להן אס מה שעושו. כיצד, how is it שומן למה שעושו? כיצד, הוי יופי שישה דינרים, נויסן להם סלע. That means now, the upmach was that they're going to do the whole job, and they're going to get two sloyim. Now, lemaise, work went up, so now you only pay, now work went up, and so now it cost a seller and a half to finish it. So, shomen lem smashos, keitza yofesh ishitinrim, noisen lem sela, and we don't deduct from the poyelim. Savri rabbonon yad poyel alo yoyin. That means Abdaisa holds that from the obligations of the poyel, there was an obligation that I'm mechuyev to see that it should be finished for two sloyim. And if I'm chayzer in the middle and now it's going to cost you a sell and a half, I only get paid a chatzi seller. But the Tanakama holds, yodei al yoyne, so mele he gets a seller. The Baalam Malus or the Baalam Malus? Zog the Gemara weiter. Oh, let's see Rashi. Yad poil al yoyne, vafilu hu chayzer boy. Even the poil was chayzer. The yocher lachza boy, a poil can be chayzer, kidachsi, ki avodai heim, v'loi avodim l'avodim, mehochi yalof lo beper kama diktushin. Fine. Zog the Gemara weiter. It says, so, if they're chayzer, so he paid, it's according to the Tanakama, yad poil al yoyne, they did half a job, the upmach was, for the whole job, you get two sloyim, do half a job, I'll give you one seller. Oy yigmaru melachtom, or else they'll finish it, v'yitlu shnei sloyim, and they'll get shnei sloyim. Frag the Gemara, there was an upmach in the beginning, they're going to do the whole job for two sloyim. And now Lamaise, they were chayzer, and then all of a sudden they were going with the malache, so you get two slime, first day, so you get two slime. And what's the chiddush? So the Gemara says, Tzriche, the yaker avidite. That means they did half a job. And let's say they were oireg a beged, so the first half, so they're supposed to get two slime for the whole beged. After they did half a beged, the price of labor went up. And now, in order to be oirik, a half a beged, the price is not 4 dinrim, it's 6 dinrim. Ve'imru payalim. And now, so the payalim saw, listen, why should I be a nar and finish it for a seller? Now you can get for a half a beged, a seller and a half. So ve'imru payalim, the payalim decided, they're being chayzer. They're stopping in the middle. We hold yad poil alo yoyne. Va'ozel balabayis upaisinu. The balabos went and he was mafayis them. Now, it's very interesting. The mafoshim say, what said he was mafayis them? It's yad poil alo yoyne. They have charot finished. So he's telling them, please, and it'll be good. You'll see, I'll make it good for you. I'll make it good for you. Right? Look, they hear him, he's begging them, just please end it, I'll make it good for you. Right? So they ended it. So at the end, after they ended, he gives them the seller, the second seller, what the agreement was on the beginning. So what's the chiddush? Why is it like that? Mao de tema, motzi omrule, ki mefaisinon, adaita de tofas lo naagra. You told us you'd make it good for us. Why were we chayzer? We were chayzer because now work went up, now to finish a beggar, you can get a cell in there. And you tell me, please end it and I'll make it good for you. So, what does that mean, make it good for me? That you can give me a cell in the half. That's why we finished it. כמש מלון, תאמר לו, עדיית את התרחנו לחול באכיל לרשתיה. No, I normally an employee gives food. I'll give you more food, pickles, ketchup. I'll give you a better meal. And the din is, that is the din. That means since he didn't specify that he said he's going to make it better for them. And since he could make it better for them in a different iPhone without paying them a sell and a half, so he pays them only a sell. Zot Rashi. I see no here, no. The Yake evidite hukro paalim. Ve'imru loshin hefrish v'nozer ocher. They shirked away from the job. ומשחחי מן הדובו, בלושן המקרא דוים אלוי, כאיס במורים תמרי, פייסינו הירבו תחנוני. מהר דתי מקיבין דיאד, פויל אללה ויוינו, so they can say, you said you can make it better for us, so that means you're going to give us a cell and a half. So, it's not מוכח, he can say that what I said, make it better for you, I'm going to give you better food. And they can be might see more than that. Sela, noisein lehem sela. A sela, that means that if now you can, they, there was an upmach, he's going to give them two shloim. And now, there was enough pachis and give them two sloy. And they were chayzer in the middle. And then they were goymer, nice and lem sella. He gives them a sella. So. And the price is now a sella. And the upmach was, he's going to give them two sloy. So the Gemara says, pshite. So the Gemara, loitzriche, dezol avidete meikore. In the beginning, when he hired them, that means the normal rates were for a beged, two sloy, half a beged, a seller. When he hired them, somehow the rates went down. The zol avidet meikor, that work got cheaper. So that means if one could hire workers, this four dindrim in a cellar, you could hire a worker for half a beged for three dindrim. Vagrinu bitvei zuze. And he came to them, and when he hired them, for a zuz more. So that means the going rates were then three zuz, and he hired them for a zuz more. That was when he hired them. Ulesoif iyaker avidite, and then later when they started working, so the rates went up. That means now everyone gets a sella for half a beggar. Ulesoif iyaker avidite. Vekom betvei zuzim. Now everyone gets a four zuzim for half a beg. Mao de teima omrilei. So they can tell him, tvei zuza amritlon. You told us you're going to give us a zuz more. So now if everyone is getting four zuzim, so you should give us five zuzim. Tvei zuze havlon. Kamashmalon, the omalahu, he tells them, ki omri lechu tvei zuze, I told you that I'm going to give you a zuz more, v'lehavikim lechu. You did not know that the price is going to be a seller, the work is going to go up normal. You were under the impression that we can have these low rates, and that's why you said you want a zuz more. Fine, and I was masking for a zuz more. So I was masking to pay you the normal rates. That's pshat. That means now, zil avidite. The normal rates were two sloim for a begin, one seller for half a begin. When I hired you, work was cheap. The rates were 2/3 of a seller for a half a begin. That's the rates were cheap. I came over to you, and you said, no, you don't want. Listen, there's someone to work for such cheap prices, you don't want. So I told you, fine, I'll give you a more. I'll give you a seller. I'll give you a seller for half a beggar. That's what I told. He told him, I'll give you a more, which is a seller. You were masking. Fine. Now the rates went up. So now the shayla is, well, you told us and give us a more. Now, so you should give us 5 zuzim, not 4 zuzim. So he tells them, he says, that what I told you a zuzmo, because you were under the impression that the going rate b'shasta tashlumim will be 3 zuzim, and you wanted a zuzmo, and I was asking to give you a zuzmo. But now, ashtekimluchu, now you see the rate of takya azuz, and that's all that I was asking to give. So I'm not mechuyev to give you more than a seller. Let us see Rashi. Pshita dim seller yofe. If the rates are a seller, masha also nice in themselves. So what they did, you give a seller. Ela mayitain, that's the rates. Leitzriche dezol avidete mikor. When he hired them, before they did it, workers were very cheap then. So he hired them for zuz more. They didn't want to work something for just cheap rates. So he said, fine, I hear what you say. When he was poisik, that means the way b'shas the psike, the rates were take a sella chosadina, and he was poisik. I'll give you a dinner more. Vahashte iyaker avidite become betreizuze. Now when they worked, so the rates went up. Shisha poilim yitu of seller. Now everyone gets a seller. Mahu de tema. Oyel rabbona. Yad poil ala yoinem. Motzi omrelei. So they could say, listen, you said you can give us a zuz more. A zuz more than the going rate. So now she should give me a seller plus a zuz. So he tells them, no. Leikim luchu. Loi heyisim yoidim. When I made up with you, you didn't know Shetiyahuim little seller. You didn't know that Bishas you'll be doing the work, the price will be a seller. Bani Bikacho Yevshiliska, and I was masking, that means even though labor was cheap, Bishas the Psike, I was masking to pay you what the normal rates are. That was the skome. I saw you didn't want to work for cheap rates. But what was the askome? The little seller. So good. In order for you to work, wanted you to work. So I'll give you normal rates. That was my askome. Hashto. The kimlechu shakel neitlem sella kilt soinchem. Now you see that everyone gets a sella. Alzois lo hisneisi lo hisiv. That means, so my holy sofa was only, And the cheap rates which were going then, so I said, I'll give you a normal rate. But now that the rates went up, there was no haskama mitzidid, I'll give you a zuz more than the normal rate.